community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
On the phone right now, we've got Alan from the Gazette. Morning, Alan.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm all the better for speaking to you. Now, you're going to give us our weekly rundown of what's going on in the Gazette today.
Absolutely, yeah. The new paper's come out this morning. It's landed on the newsstands. I'm ready and waiting for people to pick it up.
Fantastic.
Another packed edition. But it leads this week on a story about a crash on the A12 on Sunday.
Oh.
Might sound quite generic, let's be honest. We get crashes on that road every day. This one is slightly different in that it was a young lad who was driving and he kind of hit a lorry, flipped his car over and blocked the A12. But he blocked it on Sunday morning, which was when all the rail replacement buses were operating along the Greater Anglia line. So it essentially meant that no one from Essex could get into London at all as a result of this car. You see the pictures, it looks in a really bad way. It's literally on its roof. And one of the witnesses who was behind it said that it rolled over and over and over, and they don't know how this lad got out alive. But he literally crawled out of the window, and he was absolutely fine.
You're joking. Oh, my God.
The quite interesting twist, though, when we spoke to this driver, he was obviously, he said he was lucky to be alive and all that, but he also wanted to apologise to all the motorists who were stuck on the A12 as well, which was really quite nice of him, to be honest. He obviously got very lucky in that he was in hospital for a bit part of Sunday, but he was discharged the same night. And he also talks about this other man who looked after him in the aftermath of the crash. I suspect he was relatively shaken up, as you would be. If you see the pictures, you'll see exactly where I'm coming from with that. But no, lucky lad from Ingatestone, he was.
Very lucky to get out of that car then, if it flipped like that.
Yeah, pictures on the website as well. You can see the damage that was caused to it. Like, the windscreen's completely shattered.
And
it's broken all over it. Cars are right off, but luckily he lives to fight another day, and he's absolutely fine, thankfully.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed it doesn't happen to anybody else down that stretch of road.
It's a difficult stretch.
It is a difficult stretch.
It's always causing problems for people.
Now, you mentioned, when I spoke to you on the phone a second ago, you mentioned something about a beam.
Oh, yeah, it's all been going on in Brentwood
this
week.
What's going on?
Crashes on the A12.
Yeah.
There's even drama in the Sainsbury's car park. this was another contender for the front page, to be honest, because it was so popular and so well read when we put it online last week when it happened. A lot of people suddenly got in contact with us, so we knew that it was quite a big and serious incident. But Thursday afternoon, this giant metal beam just plummeted from the roof of the multi-storey car park in Sainsbury's.
I didn't realise it was a metal one. That's lethal.
We've got a picture of it. It's this giant metal girder that just fell from the roof on the undercover bit. So if you go underneath the car park, it fell from in there, not literally from the roof off the side. But we spoke to the landlady of the Robin Pub in Ongar Road, and she was there with her mum at the time. And it was her mum who nearly got crushed by this. She was inches away from being hit by this flying metal beam. And that could have been a completely different story if I think she was just like half a metre in a different direction.
Did you find out how it actually fell out?
Well, no. Sainsbury's said Sainsbury's obviously shut the area off straight away.
Yeah.
And they carried out an investigation. And then they confirmed to us that it was a piece of steel that had been put in place by a contractor as part of maintenance works. They inspected the rest of the car park, closed it, I believe, Thursday, but reopened it on Friday morning as they were satisfied that it was safe and people could continue to park underneath it.
It always underneath that. I'm not saying it is, but it always underneath that covered piece. It always seems a bit. It seems a bit rickety. I'm going to say it.
Do you know what we spoke to a few other people who've been there at the time. I'm following this up, and they all said the same thing. People were just saying they don't feel safe under it, and I park under there all the time. But I think it's almost just a sound that it kind of makes when cars drive over it.
That's what it is. Yeah. So because it's like long blocks, isn't it? And they drive over the block, and it goes good, 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 good. You can hear the cars going overhead.
Bit that goes up the ramp up between the top and the bottom bit.
Yeah, that's it.
And people drive over it. It makes the sound. Obviously, it's probably safer houses.
Yeah, it must be. Yeah.
But the sound doesn't really instill confidence, does it?
No, it doesn't. It does make you go, ooh, hang on a minute, scary dairy.
Just a really loud car park all round, really.
Oh, thank heavens that woman wasn't hurt.
Absolutely. But they're redesigning the car park anyway. I believe they've put a planning application in to remodel it and restructure it and relocate the multi-storey section of it. So whether it will be any different when it's rebuilt, I don't know.
Well, fingers crossed there's some more parking spaces, because you go in there sometimes and it's absolutely chock-a-block.
Oh, it's gridlocked, isn't it?
It is gridlocked.
And lots of parent and toddler spaces and not probably enough general parking spaces.
That winds me up when you get someone that obviously hasn't got a toddler and they've got no baby seat in the back, and you go past and you're trying to park with your little one, and they're parked there, and you think, oh, for heaven. That's just selfish.
That was a big story last week. I think it was the Mirror did it as a national paper. They went to all the supermarkets and I asked them directly for their protocol for who's allowed to use the parent and toddler spaces.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting responses because no one really had any set rules. From memory, they all had slightly different answers. Because I don't know, if you've got a youngster, sometimes maybe you do need to park near it if you've got, say, 3 12-year-olds with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas perhaps 1 14-year-old, I don't know. It's a very contentious subject.
Yeah. What class is a toddler?
Well, absolutely. Yeah.
That's the thing.
But at the same time, if they set an age restriction on it. Parents would probably still park there and claim they are.
Of course they would. You know they would. I mean, they're parking on the pavements around my way. To be honest with you, you have to go in. My wife has to walk into the road with a pram because a guy parking on the corner, right across the corner, all over the pavement. Yeah. So she has to walk round him in the road.
Parking is the biggest bone of contention ever. Parking and potholes. They're the two things we get contacted about the most here.
What else is coming up today in the Brentwood Gazette?
What else have we got? We've got some really lovely school bits this week because it's obviously half term this week.
Yeah.
I think all the schools are really, they're having a really good time in the week leading up to it. As we obviously get contacted all the time by the schools with their stories, what's going on. But this week, just a really, really good crop of education news in it. Probably my favourite one will be the story about Ingrave Johnston Primary. They had the Barclays Premier League Trophy visit last week.
Oh, really?
Which is quite something because a really lucky lad there called Ross Miller, who previously won him and his family a tour of the new West Ham Stadium with Slaven Bilic. He then won his school the chance to have the trophy to visit.
Oh, you're joking.
It's quite amazing, given that it only went to 7 schools across the whole country.
Wow.
So they got really lucky, and we've got a great picture of what looks like one of the football teams lined up around with the trophy in the middle, the Barclays backdrop as well, because they're obviously the sponsors. And it's the actual trophy. It looks like they had a fantastic day by the sounds of it.
I should imagine they did.
Then we've got, what else have we got? Turn over the page in the education. You've got the Active Essex Peacock, Spirit the Peacock, Olympic mascot visiting schools as well.
Spirit the Peacock?
Yeah.
Mascots are a little bit strange sometimes.
They always come with something interesting, don't they? If you remember back to the London 2012 ones, they were a couple of odd characters.
Because you've got Elvis, I think it's Elvis the Eel in Southend Football Club.
Is that what it is?
I think it's Elvis the Eel.
They try and come up with something good. We've got Preston the News Hound. I'm sure a few listeners have met him out and about at our outside event.
You want to get him to make the tea when he's not out?
He doesn't do a lot in the office, to be honest. He's quite quiet this time of the year.
Well, Alan, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
No problem at all.
And you give us a ring next Wednesday morning and tell us what's coming up in next Wednesday's Gazette as well.
I'll be back on at the same time. Have a good week, everyone.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.